There is a banjo intro at the very beginning, but before we start working on that, I want to give you the basic three chords that you will need and the rhythm pattern so you can work on that independently of working on this intro. The three chords we're going to have are the G, the C, and the D7. Of course, G is open. For the C chord, we have our second finger on the fourth string second fret, our first finger's on the second string first fret, and our third finger's on the first string second fret. Of course, with the capos on, this winds up being a D chord. Your open G actually is, in this case, an A chord because of the capo. The other chord we're going to need is a D7, and this is finger two on the third string second fret, finger one on the second string first fret. The basic rhythm pattern you hear throughout the song is... This is a three and then a pinch. And this pinch is my thumb moving up to the fifth string. And then my index and middle playing the first two strings. And then fourth string, and then the pinch. So three, pinch, four, pinch. Then three, two, five, one, four, two, five, one. And that's your basic alternating thumb roll. With the thumb pick playing the third, index playing the second, thumb playing the fifth, then middle finger playing the first, then back to the thumb playing the fourth, second string with the index, fifth string with the thumb pick, and then first string with the middle finger. Of course, different chords will be layered in there. And there's some places in the song where the banjo player just stays on the alternating thumb roll. There's no set pattern, but for the most part, you do have that 3-pinch, 4-pinch, 3-2-5-1, 4-2-5-1. Just depends on what you want to do. Now, let's take a look at the intro.